welcome to the Live for Marriage, Money, and Teenagers podcast, where we talk about ways to have a happy marriage, live debt-free and financially free, to raising teenagers to be successful adults. We will dive into marriage prep, to what our guests have found that works for their marriages, and surviving those teenage years, and giving your kids lessons to be a successful adult that they may not learn in school, and how to be debt-free and reach your financial freedom goals so you have choices to retire early or to have the retirement that you want. Now, here's your host, author of Mills' Way to Richer Living book, Bruce Mills.
Hey everyone, just a quick break so I can tell you about our show sponsor for today. Hey, welcome back. Hope everybody's doing good. I know I haven't made a podcast for a little bit. We've been busy traveling, and then my computer crashed when we were doing some stuff last month. So finally got a new computer, so we'll see how this recording works with the new computer. Let's hope it goes good. It's been some crazy times around here. Seth decided to buy a car. He picked a 1991 Mazda Mirage, however you say it, X5. $13,000 out the door. That was with taxes, title, all that junk that they add on to it. I sure hope he doesn't wreck that, because I doubt the insurance company's going to give him $13,000 for it. Oh my gosh. But, you know, like with the computer was $1,500. That was with the extra warranty added on. But of course, we never got any loans. We didn't borrow any money. We used cash we had saved up for emergencies to help Seth out on his car, and he's going to pay us back and buy our computer and for our traveling. We even put some money out for towards an Alaska trip that we're taking next summer with mom and dad and the boys. Probably be our last big trip with the boys, I'm guessing. But we constantly teach our boys to pay off their debt if they ever do borrow money. We don't want them to borrow money. We never want them to borrow money. We never want them to count on the government to pay off their debt. Kind of like these college kids that are getting their money, some of their college paid for, which I'm not for, but that's just me. Don't get offended if you get college loans, but you took out that loan. Why should the government pay for it? And who's actually paying for it? It's us taxpayers. I'm paying for part of your free education that you're getting. I don't want to. Who's going to pay for my son's car? Who's going to pay for this computer I have? Who's going to pay our bills each month? Nobody's going to pay it. We are going to pay our own bills. If we want to buy something, we need to save up money and buy it. Now, if you got debt, you're the one that enjoyed it, and you're the one that borrowed the money without having the money in the first place. You couldn't wait. You couldn't be patient and save up the money. So you've got debt. Now what are you going to do? You know, a great way to get your debt paid off or your student loans paid off is get off the couch and go to work. Yeah, work. Go get a second job, a third job, a fourth job, whatever it takes. Go door to door. See if there's things you can do for your neighbors. Maybe pull weeds if you live in Arizona. If you live in the Midwest, mow their lawns. It's fall time. Maybe you could rake leaves. Snow's gonna be coming. You could shovel driveways, sidewalks. You could see if anybody needs tutoring. You could walk dogs. You could pick up dog poop. You could do any projects that somebody isn't able to do and help them out. Or, hey, how about cutting expenses? How many of you actually track your expenses? Now, if you read any of my books, you know that Darlene and myself track every expense every day, roll it up into spreadsheets at the end of the month, roll it up to the end of the year. We have yearly comparisons, monthly comparisons. We know exactly where our money's going. Do you? Is there expenses that you wouldn't realize how much you're paying? Let's say maybe you're going out to eat two or three times a week. You don't realize it, and you're spending, let's say, $300 or $400 a month eating out. Maybe you're going to work. After work, you're going out for drinks with friends. Maybe you're wasting another couple $100 a month there. There's so many ways that you may not realize you're wasting money, that you could cut back, still live a happy life, and get your debt paid off. The best way to pay off your debt, read my book. But hey, if not, pay off the smallest debt first and then roll it up. Yes, that's right. Roll it up and pay that extra payment towards the next debt. Or just don't get in debt and you won't have to worry about paying off your debt. You know, that old saying that each generation gets softer and softer till finally something's bad is going to happen and we're going to have to get tough again. I think, you know, I was lucky enough to know my grandpas, and hearing some of their stories, they lived in a tough time, and their grandpas were even in a tougher time. Well, my dad had it a little easier than my grandpa, but he still lived in a tougher time. My dad grew up in a time you didn't borrow money. You didn't have credit cards. You saved your money and bought what you could afford. My dad lived real simple. My mom never worked. Nowadays, how many married couples with kids could really afford to only have one spouse working? So my dad's generation, a little softer than my grandpa's. He had it a little better than my grandpa. Then there's me and my sister now. Our generation, we have it a lot better than our mom and dad. Bigger houses, more toys, more trips, more money. We haven't been in any really major wars that had affected us. We've got computers now and all this digital stuff that's supposed to be making our lives better. Who knows if it is or not. But we're definitely a lot softer than our parents were. Now think of our kids, the way they're growing up. Our kids don't realize how good they have it. The nice house they're living in. Mom and dad helps them get their cars so they don't have to save up or borrow money from a bank. They get to go on nice trips. Shoot, in the last 8 years, our kids have been all around the United States. They've been to Jamaica. They've been on two Disney cruises to Mexico. Now they're going to Alaska on a cruise. Our kids have had it made. Sure, not a generation that my great-grandpa or grandpa or dad lived in. My dad didn't take vacations when he was a kid. They worked on the farm. That was their vacation, morning to night, vacation, working. Now, these kids nowadays, they complain if they work over 8 hour shift. I remember back in my grocery days, there was a lot of weeks I put in over 100 hours in a week. My wife had checked how many hours I worked. I've always worked pretty much a second job most of my life. Maybe it's my websites to mowing lawns, to selling insurance, to selling mortgages. But I've done other jobs besides my full-time job. And most of my full-time jobs, I was salary where they were 12-hour days, minimum 5 days a week, sometimes 6, 7 days a week. I don't know if my kids will ever see that kind of work. Or they could if they wanted to, but they don't have that work ethic, I don't feel. I feel kids are a lot softer. than our generation. And I know we're a lot softer than my dad's generation, so on, so on. When will this end? I wish I knew. Right now, the government keeps printing money and giving away like this $10,000 to kids' college debt. When will this end? I know so many kids that went to college and partied. I know people that got college loans and they used that cash to buy cars, to put money down on houses. They didn't use it for school. You know, my older kids, when we lived in Minnesota, I told them, hey, you can go to the community college there and it's really cheap. I mean, cheap. Back then, you could probably get a 2-year degree for $3,000 or $4,000 total or less if you had good grades. Here, where we live in Arizona, you could basically go to community college for almost free for 2 years if you got good grades. Otherwise, it might be $4,000 to $6,000, whoopee. You know how much it probably costs to go to a 4-year college per year? It's a lot more money. So why don't kids save up and go to a community first? A friend of mine that I golf with a lot, his son paid his way through college by working 2 jobs. One job was at, I believe it was Target Night Stock Crew. He worked there at night and went to school during the day. Plus, he worked at the school library to make money and get discounts and that. He paid for 4 years of college on his own. Now, guess what? He's got this huge house he bought as an investment. He's got money in the bank. He probably could retire now if he wanted to, but he's a saving machine. He drives an old used car. He doesn't go on fancy trips. He is an investor. He wants to invest, invest, invest. I know he's wanting to get into real estate, but right now the real estate market, as you know, is super hot. So, you know, probably be good if he waited till the roller coaster. As we know, all roller coaster things go up, they go down, they go up, they go down. Look at the history of the stock market. Look at the history of the real estate. Things go up and down. Right now, we just happen to be in a high-priced real estate market, and we're in a low-priced stock and digital currency market right now. And I think nothing's going to change till the government gets control of their spending. They start paying off some of the government debt. They start holding people accountable, making them go to work. I have friends that work in management positions that say they can't get people to work. They can't find employees. People aren't applying. And then when they do apply, they either call in sick, they don't show, they're lazy, or they'll say, I only want to work 2 days a week or 3 days a week. I don't want to work over a 4-hour shift. Oh, boo-hoo. My dad always said, if you got debt, you got to go to work. You got to pay for your debt. You're the one that borrowed the money, not me. So go to work. Pay your debt. I think it's great advice. And I say, nobody knows what the future is going to bring. Go to work, invest your money, build up an emergency fund. As you never know, if your car motor goes out, how much is that going to be? $6,000 to $10,000? What happens if the storm hits and you need a new roof for your house? For our house, it's going to be $20,000. What happens if your AC goes out? For our house, it's $10,000 to $12,000. If the water heater goes out, our house would be $1,500. We just bought a washer, $994. Bills come up. My wife cracked her 2 front teeth, and that was $1,400. Our computer that broke, and we had to buy $1,500. Things come up. You got to be prepared. You got to have emergency funds set up. And not just a measly $1,000 or $2,000. Things cost a lot nowadays. That's where you gotta save money. And if you're not making enough money, you gotta downsize your expenses or get a second, third, fourth job. Whatever it takes. But don't count on the government. Come on. The government, there's gonna hit a point, you would think. The government can't keep adding to their debt. We need to take control. We need to quit spending. We need to pay off our own debt. So let me know your thoughts on this subject. Sorry if I get a little excited on this subject. If you don't agree, I wish you the best of luck, and you don't have to listen to my stuff. If you like my stuff, please spread the word about my podcast and my books. You know, I'm going to do another podcast next on loyalty because, man, it's sad. You would think all these friends, so-called friends I have out there and relatives, and no one buys my books hardly. But yet everybody likes to complain about how bad their lives are, or finances, or they wish they could retire someday. Well, my books can help them in all those areas if they would take the time to read them. And now, guess what? I made my books audible. All they have to do is listen to the goddamn books. That's it. They don't have to read them anymore. They can listen. But they still don't put up $15 or $20 for a book or audio. But they'll go buy a Starbucks or go to the bar for a drink. Okay, I'll quit rambling on here. Hope everybody has a great week. And please drop me a note on your thoughts about podcasts, things you'd like me to talk about in the future. I'm here for you. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Live For Marriage, Money, and Teenagers podcast with Bruce Mills. Be sure to check back every Thursday for a new Live For podcast at anchor.fm, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Spotify, and more coming. Or go to millsway.com or liveFor.club. Please support this podcast at anchor.fm/liveFor or millsway.com or paypal.me/millsway. If you want to be a guest on the show, email us at bruce@millsway.com. Thanks, and have a great day.